This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. Very, very happy to have our guests this afternoon. They have a new album out, Pillar of Na, and they are playing tonight at Barracuda on East 7th. You don't want to miss out on that. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Saint Seneca.
Tell my sister when I'm gone, I built a ladder to the sun. Don't you worry if we burn, all the light falls back to earth. Deck of jokers for my hand, serve no purpose in this game. Play your cards right, maybe you can burn out someday. Could be freer than us. None is more free than us. Like could be more free than. Don't want you to think I'm down. Don't want you to think I'm out though. Don't want you to think I'm down and out of bounds.
KUTX 98.9, St. Seneca in Studio 1A. You just heard Ladder to the Sun, and we have been playing that on KUTX. It is from the album Pillar of Na, and I said it before, I'm going to say it again. You don't want to miss out on the show tonight at Barracuda. That's on East 7th. You can get tickets and more information at barracudaaustin.com. Remember, doors open at 8 p.m. Zach Little, I want to say thanks to you and the band for playing this afternoon.
Absolutely. We're really happy to be back. We love KUTX.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, it's exciting to have you here, and you're going to hear me nerding out. I hope you all don't mind too terribly. It's just that the album sounds fantastic, and I'm always going to nerd out when I'm talking about growth and expanding and really just having something that sounds so full. And one of the things that I'd read about not too long ago was your discussion with having different members in the band. One thing that I've noticed in common with many artists that I like is that when they bring new members in, there might be some nervousness like, well, you know, Zach has a vision, we're going to do X, Y, Z. But I've heard you talk about how you want everyone to bring in something. You know, true, you have your vision, you know what you want to do, what you're putting together, but you would like everyone in the band to bring some kind of element to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's one of the things that is important to me or exciting to me about making music with other people. Is it transcending what any one individual would do? I feel like, you know, I've sort of been steering the project for a long time or whatever, but I think there's always been like an effort to make it not just my thing, to allow people into the process and to affect it and to make decisions and choices that I wouldn't do on my own. You know, I think that those kinds of surprises and are what probably makes it more interesting, at least to me.
It feels like it. It's just, when I say fuller, I mean, it's very rich. And it really feels like everyone brought something to the mix, to the what have you. But the sound is tremendous, and I love how people keep bringing up maybe influences that you've talked about in the past. Like there's this, your Appalachian background, and then punk. And I love that. I don't know. It just seems like a contrast. And again, I obsess personally over things that on paper don't seem to match up, but really, it does. I think it's pretty brilliant when you're exploring stuff like that, you know?
Thanks so much.
Oh, surely. See, I told you, big nerd. Lori Gallardo here in Studio 1A. We have St. Seneca this afternoon, and I believe I've got time for another track.
Cool. I'm going to play a good hand.
On your backbone only ever be just that, and the saying of the sounds in your seances abound only with the kindest kind of spirits. May you get a good gift, all the silver brushes fall in heaps about your feet. On your good hand, all aluminum, may it get found out. Well, I hope you find the hill where you'd like to die, but still live on long beyond, just because you can and will. And if you have to lose your hat so that slidey ciphers can search through it. On your good hand, aluminum, may it get found out. On your good hand, aluminum, may you just lie down.
St. Seneca in Studio 1A. We just heard good hand. And remember, the show is happening tonight at Barracuda on East 7th. Curtis Rausch is also performing, as well as Black Belt Eagle Scout. They're opening. BarracudaAustin.com is where you can get tickets and more information. And again, I want to say, Zach, thank you, and thanks to the band for performing this afternoon in Studio 1A.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to have you here. And again, can't recommend it enough. Make sure you pick up their latest album, Pillar of Na. Just came out this summer. And again, Barracuda, you have a date with St. Seneca tonight at Barracuda on East 7th. Some more thank yous are in order, of course. We've got this wonderful, well-oiled machine going on in Studio 1A. Of course, thanks to our multimedia crew here at KUTX. Jorge Sangüesa Lyon and Julia Reese, assisted this afternoon by Salvador Castro and Janan Taha. It's because of all their hard work you get to check out these exclusive Studio 1A performances at our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And of course, thank you to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff, everything sounds magnificent in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.